Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy 53 for the high today. Hope you guys turn those clocks back.
You guys got to do it. It's so important. If not, you're going to be really early for work.
Yeah, we should be done by the show by now.
No, we should definitely, we should have been done.
When is this finally going to come to an end?
I don't know, because right now I'm in a lot of different, my hands are in a lot of different pots when it comes to trying to get the scent of my brand new home that I've only owned for 1 week under control. So as of right now, it smells like Lollipop Farm. And new developments have come through over the weekend. Every time Patrice and I do a load of laundry, it smells like someone's lighting up a pack of cigarettes in the laundry room. It's really cute. It's really fun.
Fascinating.
Super fresh, super clean, super amazing.
And if you guys know Breezy as well as I do, then you already know. Any issue that takes place in her life automatically becomes your problem, too.
Absolutely.
So I've been dealing with this the whole weekend, too.
Yep. Hasn't contacted me once to see how I've been doing.
I did.
No, it's totally fine.
I get enough of it throughout the entire week. Okay.
Sure.
I'm spent.
He's like, I need a break.
I do.
So last week we were talking about this, and a lovely listener by the name of Alicia reached out to me, and we were talking about different sources of how to combat the problem. And she said that an ozone machine would do us wonders. And I was like, all right, well, I don't know what that is. And it sounds intense.
It's pretty intense.
So I was like, I don't know what that is. I don't have one. She's like, I have one. I'll drop one off for you. So she dropped one off for me. And she's like, you can only use this when you're like not in the house, though. Like, it's dangerous to use if you're in the house.
Now, an ozone machine is almost, it kind of looks like similar to a dehumidifier.
Yeah.
But more commercialized.
Yeah.
So this is something that, how long did it have to run for? 24 hours?
No. Well, it's only like this. Maybe you do have to run it for 24 hours, but if you do, you have to like keep going in there because it only goes up to 190 minutes on the thing. Like there's a time setting.
Sure.
So I was like, oh, okay, cool. Well, I'll run this while we're at the gym and we'll come back and it'll be great. No, you can't even like go back to the house. And I didn't know that. I thought it was just like, oh, you just run it and then you don't.
You can't go back to the house.
For 4 hours.
Okay, so after it's done running, you need a 4 hour window for it to air itself out and then go back. And you didn't do that.
No. No, it was actually still running by the time we got home from the gym. And our two friends, shout out Jenna and Kate, came over and helped us hang TVs and different decor. And we all walked in at the same time. And it was like chloroform. It was really bad.
You're doing everything wrong.
And they were like, wow, we're really lightheaded doing all this work for you. I'm like, yeah, there was a ozone machine running. They're like,
what do you fill the ozone machine with?
Nothing. It's all in the machine. It's all chemicals and everything.
But
it's like,
yeah, but if you have to put those chemicals in there. I'm sure you didn't. But if you have that and run it for a while, you got to refill it.
I don't think so. I think it's just it. You know what it kind of reminds me of? It kind of reminds me of like a fly zapper. That's what it like looks like and sounds like. So it's just constantly running through a filter, essentially.
And the whole point of this ozone machine is just to take the smell out of a room.
Yeah.
Like it's supposed to purify the room itself. And it didn't.
But it's not an air purifier. And honestly, I think I did it wrong. Like I think I have to run it for like a week.
That seems like a long time.
But I can't be in the. We can't be in there. So when we go to Florida at the end of like the year here, I'll probably have someone run it the whole week if we're still dealing with this problem, which God willing, we're not.
What other forms of methods have you tried so far? You tried the charcoal. That didn't work.
The charcoal? I feel like the charcoal kind of helped. We hired a cleaner, didn't do anything. We ran an ozone machine. I almost killed myself and everyone in the house. So that was fun for me.
Including the neighbors.
Then I ran it again because we had a wedding on Saturday. So I was like, oh, we'll be gone for like hours and hours on end. This will be great. Nope. Came home. I really had visions of myself not waking up that yesterday morning because of all the chemicals. And now we're on to the ducks.
And so basically, for those that don't know, we've been talking about this. It is officially 1 week today that Breezy moved into her new home.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as she gets there, it smells like Lollipop Farm, just wet dog.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Lollipop Farm is very nice, but it smells awful.
And then that's just the inside of the house. And then when you run the washer and dryer to do your clothes, it smells like someone's smoking a pack of cigarettes in
right.
the corner.
It's like, where is that smell coming from? Because the washer and dryer is only 6 months old. It's brand new.
Right.
What did these people do?
I don't think
before
it's
before they moved out.
It's not the people that lived there.
It's coming from somewhere.
I think it's been embedded in somewhere.
From where though? From what source? That's what I can't wrap my head around this.
If you really cared about me, you would care enough to get to the bottom of this. You would be in the crawl space.
You see how manipulative she is?
If you really loved me and you really cared about me, my mental health, and my physical well-being, you would have already been over there in the crawl space, army crawling through the bottom of the
I'm not going to do
the
that.
The barrel here.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I woke up with a sprained ankle. Couldn't tell you why.
You're fine.
Not injury related.
You're literally fine.
Just so. The wheels are coming off right now. And not to mention, you have an army of people coming over to your apartment.
To be honest, Moose, this is going to directly impact you. Because if I come in smelling like cigs every day, you're going to not enjoy being locked in a room with me for 5 hours a day. So
honestly,
if you cared about anything, especially your own nostrils, you would probably come over and help.
Your problem is not my problem. You figure it out. This is not my issue. I got my own problems to deal with.
You on your hands and knees for 5 hours trying to kill, what was it? A wasp? What were you trying to kill in your bathroom?
It was a murder hornet.
Right,
and I don't know how it got
right.
in there, but I
have a lot of problems. Just get a fly swatter.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
This morning, we have a pair of tickets to go see Hamilton, opening night November 18th at Wester Auditorium Theater. We are looking for caller 8. If you can correctly guess the name of this famous film, Breezy and I are about to act out, you got yourself the tickets for opening night. 585-252-9800 is the number. Today's film is dark, but a little funny. It's a classic.
Okay.
During the scene, Breezy, your character is talking with a professional and trying to get answers on what this dude's qualifications are that you want help from. Also, everyone in this scene is already dead, and you're kind of like in the afterlife. Does that make sense?
Sure.
All right. You have the first line here.
Okay.
And then, again, 585-252-9800. If you know the name of the film, caller 8 for a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Hamilton at Wester Auditorium Theater.
And what is my motivation? Am I scared? Am I confused? Do I know what's going on?
The stakes are high. You're not confused. Yeah, you know what's going on, but you're just like, listen, we need help here. What are your qualifications?
Okay.
Got it? There's no BS. You get into the point. Lights, camera, and action.
Listen, we don't want to kill anyone. We just need your help getting some people out of your house. That's all.
I understand. Well, look, in order to do that, I'm really going to have to get to know you guys. We need to get closer, maybe move in with you guys, you know, get to be real pals. You know what I'm saying?
My husband and I would like to ask you a couple of questions.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, shoot.
Well, for instance, what are your qualifications?
Well, I attended Juilliard. I'm a graduate of Harvard Business School. I travel quite extensively. I lived through the Black Plague, and I have pretty good time during that, and I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time. Not to mention the fact that you're talking to a dead guy! Now, what do you think? You think I'm qualified?
Well, I mean... can you be?
How's this? You like it?
Okay, you know what? We're leaving.
Oh,
now.
Come on, don't leave. Let's face it, we're both peas in a pod. You want someone out of your house, I want to get someone out of your house. God, you do smell good.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Go ahead, do your thing. Come on. There you go. Cut.
That was the worst one we've probably ever done.
I disagree. It's all in your acting. Me, I crushed it. You,
worst one.
You were probably. It wasn't your best work. We'll just say that. All right, let's go to the phone.
Well,
here.
What I mean is, can you be scary? That wasn't scary.
Hello, PXY.
Not the delay.
Hey, what's your name?
Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What was the name of that film?
It's Beetlejuice.
You are so right. You got tickets to go see Hamilton opening night November 18th at Wester Auditorium Theater. Who are you going to, who are you taking to the show with you?
Take my wife.
You're going to take your wife?
Kelly?
That's right. Pop off. You better. What are you going to wear?
I'm not really sure. I should probably dress up. We
yeah.
Like to dress no, you up definitely. So let's go.
You definitely should dress up.
I would suggest a tuxedo. I mean, it is a
okay.
good. Yeah, it's going to be a really nice show. All right.
I suggest a tuxedo and paint your face full white.
Hey, who do you think crushed that scene? Myself or Breezy?
I mean, I always love Breezy shrieking. Like, I love her dramatic flair. But
thank
immediately
you.
I knew you were Michael Keaton, Beetlejuice. I knew immediately.
Yeah. Oh.
So what I heard was me. Thank you so much.
Yes.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
Speaks by Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 53 for the high today. Please, by all means, come through if you've had a similar situation.
You're like so shook by this. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, if anyone got their mitts on my conversations with my fiance, they would probably feel the same way. So
well,
I get it, kind of.
Over the weekend, I was roaming the streets of Fairport with a buddy of mine, just, you know, grabbing food, having a couple drinks, talking about whatever. At one point, he hands me his phone. We're looking at something. He's like, hey, you got to read this. I'm like, all right. So I have his phone in my hands. And all of a sudden, a message, while I'm holding it, a text comes through from his girlfriend.
Okay.
And I see it pop up on the screen. And it just simply says, I want a baby. And I just froze and I looked at him. I handed his phone back to him and I said, hey, man, your girlfriend just texted in. She has a special request for you. I'm going to let you deal with that one.
Moose is breaking out in hives. It's not even his girlfriend.
His jaw hit the floor because... It was one of those moments where I didn't even know if I should laugh or panic on his behalf. And I said, be so for real right now. How serious do you think she is? And he looked at me and he goes, I don't know. I said, well, you've been dating her for a little while. Is she serious? And he simply responded with, again, I don't know. And I told him straight up. I said, look it. This text means one of two things. A, she's serious, or B, she's testing the waters.
Right, dipping a toe.
She's dipping a toe. I said, have you ever had a conversation with her about something like this before? He said, no, never. We haven't talked about marriage. We haven't talked about kids. We haven't talked about moving in together.
Hmm.
So I'm like, yeah, you should probably handle that and then get back to me. He goes, I don't understand. She's having dinner right now with friends, so I don't... I said, is it a prank? He goes, no. So they got me thinking about a lot of things on the way home, because if this was a test, what would be the point? Is she looking for commitment or loyalty? And also I said, you know, how long have you guys been together? And he said, well, it's been like over a year. And
right.
I said, well, you should probably start talking about finances or kids with her.
Right.
And he goes,
right.
Yeah, we haven't done that. So I guess at what point does a couple start having that conversation with one another?
And how?
And how?
And how exactly? Is it a form of a text that says, I want a baby?
Right. Out of nowhere. Nothing leading up, just I want a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Four words. I think from personal experience, I've waited too long to have those uncomfortable, tough conversations with someone. And they took place too late. And then that's when it gets weird.
Okay, but also...
I think the earlier, the better.
Here's the thing. And I'm not saying anything or being accusatory whatsoever. And I don't really, like, know how guys really work.
Okay.
But I'm just going to throw out a little spark of an idea. Maybe, just maybe, there has been conversations and he just didn't want to say that in front of you.
No, well, I disagree because he's an open book. Like
I get that, but also people act differently in front of their friends than they do in front of their significant other, whatever it is.
He hasn't spoken to her all night and all of a sudden that's the text that comes in while he's holding I want a baby. Oh, okay. Did you want to handle that right now? Or did you want me to leave dinner with Moose? How did you want to handle that? I think if you can get all that stuff out of the way in the first month of seeing someone, you're on the right path.
Month?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
To anyone listening, if you can weigh in on this, how soon into a new relationship should you talk about this stuff? Because this text to my friend came out of left field, and it sent him spiraling along with me because I'm still thinking about it.
A month is diabolical.
So last night, while I was getting ready for bed, he sends me a text and he goes, just wanted to fill you in. It was not a prank. I said, so she texted you that and she was serious. He goes, 100%. I go, wow.
Wowzies.
Wow. I'm going to need more context, buddy. That's not a text conversation. That's a sit down conversation.
Right.
Like sending that in a text feels a bit manipulative.
Oh, well, I think she wouldn't say that.
Yeah, she's checking if he's going to panic or not. Why would you do that? It's so weird.
I also believe a stream of consciousness, and I feel like I use Patrice as a sounding board for a lot of things. And I just rapid fire text Patrice all the time, different thoughts and things that I'm thinking. She's basically my personal diary.
Yeah, well.
And I feel comfortable enough with my fiance to do that. And I think that's healthy.
You guys are going to get married and you have a house together. They're figuring it out. You know, that is a conversation. They have not tested those waters yet. It's a conversation they've not had.
Well, she's testing it now.
But wouldn't you agree it was an odd way to do it?
I really don't, because I feel like I would do the same thing, okay, if I'm being
all
honest.
Fair enough. Let's go to Terry on the phone. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Terry, what's up? Is this weird or not?
No, not for me, because my husband and I started dating back when we started dating in May.
Yeah.
And by March, our daughter was born that following year.
So it was an accident?
And we've been together for 15 years.
Congratulations.
So was it an accident or was it a conversation?
There was a conversation back when we first started dating that we wanted children. He wanted children, in fact. And, well, we had children. Four kids later,
period.
We're still together.
Four kids?
Four kids, yeah. I had a hard time putting it down.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Terry. Well, thanks for your help on this one this morning. Appreciate it.
I love how you.
No problem.
Thanks, Terry. I love how you act like the FCC like isn't a thing.
Oh no, let me go over to Sam real quick. If she's doing that through text, she already knows his answer.
What?
That's why she didn't want to say it face to face.
Or it was just a thought that popped in her head, and she felt the need to say it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm team girlfriend.
It's like, hey,
I'm team girlfriend.
First of all, you know that he's out with his boy. Why would you do that? Why are you trying to stir something up while he's out? By the way,
I think the only thing it stirred up was you guys.
Yeah, I was very upset.
She's honestly fine. She's picking out nursery colors. I don't know. She's fine.
So now I have to call him today and see what the scoop is and how that conversation went, even though it's really none of my business. But I feel like I was brought into this mess. You know what I mean?
Whatever happens, just make sure I'm invited to the gender reveal.
Whatever happens, I'm going to support him 100%. I just want to make sure he's doing the right thing here. He's got a clear head. You know, I don't want him to be caught off guard.
No, he's definitely not at this point. You're like, I can help you through this process. I am a big brother with big brother, big sister.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait,
what?
Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.